Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Jordan Mailata joins us. Jordan is brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, couldn't play in the game, but still with the WIP Afternoon Show. That is commitment. I appreciate it.
Man of my word.
Yes.
Man of my word. When I mean that, a man of my contract.
Yeah. So the first thing, you know, they put you on IR. We just want an update on how you're feeling, how rehab is progressing, and how that all of that's going for you.
Yeah, you know, I'm on IR now, so I have no choice but to be on here for 4 weeks. And so now we're just attacking the rehab, and it's going pretty well. You know, I couldn't really put any weight on my leg after the game, but now today I'm walking normally now, so that's really nice to be able to walk
yeah.
and not be on crutches or not limp anywhere. So pretty excited about that and the direction we're heading.
I forget if we asked you this before, but have you dealt with a hamstring injury previously, or is this your first one?
This is my first actual hamstring injury. I've been hearing a lot that it's very uncommon for O-linemen, which I find hilarious. You know, I find it hilarious because, you know, O-linemen are athletes. Very athletic, yeah. I might say. You know?
Well, especially the ones we have. Yeah, you guys are pretty athletic for sure. And hold on, and you do have running back in your background. Like, that's in your rugby background.
This is my bloodline.
Yes.
My bloodline.
Do you get, so you watched the game at home, do you get any sort of different perspective watching a game on TV? Do you learn anything more? Do you pick things out that you wouldn't normally get to see watching the game that way?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, you know, because when you're playing in the game, you have a different POV, you know? Like, you're there on the line, you understand your role, you understand how... where the ball's supposed to hit, but then when you're not in the game and you have that bird's eye view, it's kind of hard, like, trying to see what plays are running. So you had me, like, every time they went to a TV timeout, I'm rewinding the TV just to see what happened in the play, what coverage they're in. So I would definitely say that aspect of the game, being able to see how the defense is playing, you know, trying to think of what they're going to adjust to on the sideline.
Yeah,
as an offense, so that was pretty cool. But tell you what, that first quarter,
I was gonna say, I was gonna say, how was your emotions handling watching the game? You get to see what it's like from the Eagles fan perspective to when you don't have any sort of control over the results out there.
Yeah,
what was that like watching the game for you?
That was fun. I will say that was fun. And definitely a experience that I won't forget moving forward.
How do you think Fred did in for you?
I think Fred did a phenomenal job. He settled in after the first couple drives. And he was going against a really good player, and I'm not making excuses for him, but I do think Fred made the most of his opportunity once he got settled in. You know?
Yeah, listen, Brian Burns is no joke, man. I mean, hell, you've had to deal with him over there when he was in Carolina, when he was with the Giants. Yeah, so you know what that's like, having to face those guys. I thought we came out, Jordan, I think with the intention to want to throw the ball. And
I give
Kellen Moore a lot of credit. You know, Nick Sirianni, they said, you know what, let's start getting this run game going, and that'll open up some other things for us. What did you think about the running game Sunday, and your O-line mates out there blocking for Saquon, and even Kenny Gainwell had a good game running the football.
Man, I tell you what, the guy stepped up. You know, when you saw the first three drives, we were going pretty pass heavy, and you know, I commend the coaches for just, you know, coming up with that game plan, you know, game plan adjustment, head to the ground game, and you saw the boys feast. I mean, you saw Steen. Steen had to come in, and he stepped up. He played a great game, filled in for Makai. Fred, you know, Fred's first game at left tackle in I don't know how many years in a NFL game, regular season NFL game. He stepped up, you know, and then you have guys like Ben Van Sumeren.
You know, how about that? Yeah.
And we're using him as fullback. And yeah. You know, his opportunities, he made the most of it. And, man, we hit some great explosive runs off Benny filling in, coming in and playing fullback. And so you just have guys, you know, once the game plan was clear, we were running that ball. You just saw guy after guy step up and continue to make those blocks. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, it does make it easier when you have Saquon Barkley. Let's not lie here. It helps a lot when you have Saquon Barkley. His vision is outstanding. And if you give him that space, gone.
Jordan Mailata is with us. He joins us every Tuesday at 4. We were talking about this yesterday. The Giants lost Andrew Thomas, and it seemed their entire offensive line seemed to fall apart. The Eagles have a pretty special thing in that you guys have such talented starters in the offensive line, but somehow, some way, when we lose one of you guys, it doesn't seem like everything falls apart. I don't know that I've ever seen it with any sort of position group ever in the NFL, what the Eagles have been able to do with their offensive line over the last decade.
That's it all comes down to coaching and the guy heading our group, and that's Coach Stout. You know, he's done a phenomenal job over the last 13 years of his tenure at the Eagles to make sure, and he'll tell you this, his biggest fear is making sure that we are prepared. Right? His biggest fear is when we're not prepared. And he hates putting his players in a position when they feel like they can't go out there and play, when we haven't got the looks that he's seeing on film. He makes sure that we get every single look. That's why we have walkthroughs. So we get a mental rep, and we lock in for that one rep and walkthrough, that one look, and we talk about it. So it's all Stout, man. And the guys believe in him.
So this doesn't have to do with the Eagles, but you are an NFL player, and it's a big conversation now. Tua Tagovailoa seems like he's going to return to practice and play again. He said he's not going to wear the guardian cap, the thing that goes over your helmet. I'm not asking you to speak for him or his decision. It's just that concussions were such a big conversation in the NFL. It has dulled in recent years, at least the conversation around it. My question to you is it something that you think about? And is it something that you think about, well, what if this, what if that? Regarding the concussion thing and even your future moving forward?
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate to, the last 2 years now I've had a concussion. I remember in 2020 and 2021, I would play through the concussion find out the next day. It's probably not the best thing to do. So for me moving forward, you know, I'm a lot more weary of concussions now and just, you know, thinking about the future, there's more to life than just football, you know, and that's a serious conversation you got to have with your family, especially a conversation that I had with my wife was just, you know, making sure that I'm thinking about her and our future whenever I'm dealing with a concussion and how I deal with that during the game and during the week. So that's how I feel about it, you know. There's just...
I'm gonna give you a chance when you say play through a concussion. You're pretty much saying not letting anybody know that something may have happened. Yes, you're pretty much saying you kept it to yourself.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think it's so interesting because you are young men who are in the elite of the elite in terms of physicality and your bodies and things like that, and to make that choice at that age, given what you're capable of doing, it just, you know, people judge Tua, I think they said, well, how could you go back? How could you go back? But being in that situation is a lot different, than watching it from afar, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Tua said. I did see that he said he wasn't going to wear a guardian cap, but that's about it. But Yeah, I'm sure he had those conversations, you know. I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, you keep getting that leg better, man. We expect as soon as you're eligible to come off IR, we're waiting for you, buddy. Fred's doing a good job, but we want our Jordan Mailata back.
That's right.
I appreciate y'all. All
right, big man.
Thanks, man. Well, Jordan's great, man. Great.
And you brought up the whole concussion thing, and you know, hearing Jordan say that, man, I think back to days when we played. You get you a smelling salts pack and you shake your head a little bit and you're back out there playing, man. That's pretty much what you did.
Well, and that's
pretty much what you did.
It's, you know, the things we've learned over the years. The scary part is the damage that it can do isn't about the damage that week or the next week or whatever. It's
long-term.
Long term, when you're your age, you know, and you can look back and say, oh man, this happened, this happened, this happened. And one of the things, I think you'd be okay with me saying it, I remember talking to John Ritchie about it at one point, and you get to our age, you start forgetting stuff, right? You're 51, I'm 48, you forget stuff. But John would say, when he would forget where his keys were, he would start going through his head of, now, am I just forgetting where my keys are because I'm getting older or because of what happened 25 years ago?
I still do that. This job helps us to keep our mind sharp.
Right.
Right? Because we're doing something. We're active. And we're having these brain exercises that will at least allow you to stay cognizant of what's going on around you and all of those things. But as you get older, you don't know what is a deteriorating effect from what happened then and what's going on now. So, yeah, it's something that's always in the back of my mind, I know, as a player. And I know talking to guys I played with, as we get to this stage of our lives, you know, you got to make sure you're either texting or you're calling each other to make sure, you know, just checking in on you, making sure you're good, man. Ain't heard from you in a while.
Everybody needs an...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elliot to keep their brains working as hard.
Yeah, about that,
he's a mental sweat.
The Eagles should bring him in for former players, and you have to go three rounds with Elliot every Tuesday just to keep your brains.
Now you're talking like boxing rounds?
No,
he's training for boxing.
Yeah.
What? They get concussions there too.
No, yes. I know.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good day, men, and hello, Sixers worm.
What?
There it is.
Nah, there's no worm here.
It's actually the right thing to do.
There's no worm here, I can assure you.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, no, Spike.
There's no worm. No. They don't. Can I say this? I'll tell you this honestly. And I do, at no time, I can tell you, at least since Daryl Morey has been here, at no time has anyone from the 76ers reached out to me to tell me what they think I should say, or have they ever, when I've asked a question, led me down a path that ended up not being true. So I do think that what they're doing with Embiid is the right thing. And I don't know if it will work. And I also do think they tragically... Oop.
Jeez. I mean, this is not the podcast.
It's too much podcasting.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we have a moment.
Wow.
I do think they tragically messed up.
To the 9 people on hold.
Who did the camera did that once, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Hugh just did it recently.
Yes, mine was very clear. You know what? I think it is the Sixer stuff because it makes me think I'm doing the podcast rather than on air. I think they tragically messed up the what's it called? The
timeline?
Just
the messaging.
I don't think they knew that he wasn't going to play the opener 2 weeks ago, but I do think they probably thought there was a significant chance.
Yeah.
And they never communicated that. And I think like they've been sort of like the way that the Eagles were in that situation last week. You know what people's hot buttons are. And there's a way to sort of ease the public tension around the things that you know people are going to get angry about. And I think they did a very poor job of easing that. And it makes it worse on the players. Now, I don't know if that is Embiid directed. It seems like during his career, Joel has not been particularly fond of specifics about his injuries being public. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that came from them. However, I think they could have done a much better job. And the worst part here, Chris, is that it makes it look like they're hiding something. And that's what they've done. And that is the bad decision here. I think it's a good decision to do what they're doing, but I think the way that they did it made it look like something nefarious is going on.
Well, I just got a couple of things to say to what you just said there.
So first, the curse words
in that voice.
Yeah. Well, let me start with Elliot. So first of all, to that warm brain, I gladly will spar with him any day he wants. Just give me a time.
Yeah, but you would kill Elliot. That's the issue. What are you talking about?
Can do it without the headgear on. He can wear his. It's fine. So just want to throw that out there to Elliot. Anytime he's ready. So, but you know, I want to address the worm here a little bit. So worm, okay. I hear you talking, but it's hard to hear you because I hear a lot of flattering and like of wings, and it sounds like a bunch of chickens coming home to roost and. I think they got a name tattooed on them. I think it's Bryce Harper. So,
I don't understand what you're saying. What am I saying? What am I saying that is positive about like what?
It's the spin. It's the spin.
What is the spin? What's the spin, Chris?
The spin is the worm says this gives us the best chance.
Does it or does it not?
Chris,
let's just talk. Let's put the worm aside just for one moment. 60 seconds.
When the worms turned on you. Huh?
No. I'm asking if you were running the organization, would this be the best course of action?
If I was running the organization, I wouldn't have let him play in the Olympics.
Okay, but that's over. That's over. He played in the Olympics. He played in the Olympics. This point forward, do you think what they're doing is the right thing or the wrong thing? And if it's the wrong thing, why?
It's the wrong thing that you didn't come out and be honest about it.
I agree with you.
It's the wrong thing that they slow played it.
I agree with you.
It's the wrong thing because in Elliot's analogy, we had the beat up car, so we wanted to limit the miles on it. And that's what the worm is trying to tell us. However, we just let that same beat-up car go down to a street race and drag race in the summer.
Well, but that's not what he did. He played 15 minutes a game for 2.5 weeks.
Any amount of tread on those tires that are ready to pop as it is.
But it's not up to – you know it's not up to them. It's up to him.
I understand that, but when he tries and we want to spin it that, hey, it's the best thing and he's
it's not a spin.
He doesn't care about it, then he wouldn't. If he wanted to care, only thing in his mind was winning a championship, he wouldn't have played in the Olympics. But he did. Okay, so that's the problem here. The Olympic thing really messes with a lot of it, and that's where the issue comes in. Other than that spike, I think the worm's got some good things, a good spin on this. I agree.
It's not spin. We agree.
It is spin, yes.
The worm's got some good ideas. And listen, just because the worm isn't getting paid doesn't mean that there's not volunteer worms out there, all right? It's a little out of volunteer worms.
I'm telling, we agreed on everything except for the Olympics.
Every now and then, they they just want to name drop. You know, they just ring and stuff like that. Yeah, nah. They want to pass it along.
You maybe should just call the midday show moving forward.
Ooh, don't hate on me.
Worm's deflecting. He's deflecting.
I'm not deflecting. He agrees with everything I said.
Hot on the tail.
How could you call it a worm if you agree with all of it?
No, I didn't agree with all of it. Now you're trying
What did you disagree with? We keep going back to this. What did you disagree with, Chris?
I said trying to put a positive spin right before the season opener to take some of the stank off of what's going on.
Not
right
what
now.
I'm doing.
Very warmish.
Not what I'm doing.
Oh, you think he's providing a little cover for Joel right now?
Yeah, trying to.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
That's what he's doing.
I'm just riffing, baby.
It's simply untrue. It's simply untrue. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Very, very, very nefarious wormling.
Not what's happening.
Ike and Jack, you're not dealing with the rookie worm. See, this worm is experienced.
Wait, which worm?
This worm, you've been talking about Spike.
We need worm watch.
Yes. This worm here even went up to New York to sharpen up his skills before he came back. So he's a veteran worm here. So you got to be better.
Yeah, he's a feisty worm.
He is feisty.
Worm, I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate you.
I'm going to let you go. Interesting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, Chris. Chris is choosing to go. This is the last time Chris gets in. No worm.
Wow.
It's no worm. I do agree with Chris that they slow played it and it was the wrong thing to do. And I don't know why they did it. There's two options. One, Joel didn't want them to say anything, in which case they're held hostage by him. Two, they're trying to sell tickets. And if it is the...
This thing's not sold out?
Nah, I don't think so.
No.
I
Well, now it's probably not.
Yeah. I think if that's what they were doing, they're actually costing themselves ticket sales as opposed to making ticket sales. They're just making people mad.
Yeah.
And we said a lot of times when we talked about the Phillies, if they had lost, that they were going to be in the position or leading to the position where the Sixers are off. Mm-hmm. The Sixers, though, I think people generally like the players, and I think that they were positive about the moves this offseason. People are on edge and want to find something wrong. And when you are in that situation, you have to handle things differently than you would normally think of. And I know they're probably thinking, if nobody's going to remember this in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but
they're probably right.
In the big picture, all these little things add up, and they don't give you. And truthfully, they have to win the playoffs, or none of this is going to matter anyway. Yeah. So, but I just think
when fans hear injuries and Sixers,
yes,
they're like, oh, here we go again,
and rightly so.
Yeah,
rightly so. If they did this to sell tickets, it was a tragic mistake, and I will never use the word that I used on the air again. It was just that one.
That was classic, though.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He tried to cut that as best he could.
But you see him. He is the slowest guy in America. This guy works so fast.
When I'm on the
soundboard in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want? It's what we signed up for. 10 years.
I can't believe I did
years.
That. Yeah. I can't believe I did that.
Well, first time.
Took me six months to do it. 6 months to do it.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a good story about letting an F word on the air.
Well, the thing about me is it's happened once with me at 400 Market, I believe. I don't think I said
I don't think I was there.
No. And I think it happened one other time when I said the other word for poop.
Oh.
Bye. I was saying something, and I said something incorrectly, and I was like, oh, bleep, yeah.
I was almost like
Michael Bourne.
When I was...
I took it off the board.
Oh, how did you take that off the board?
Well, because it's not in the mix. You know what I replaced it with?
What? Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
That's a good one, though. That's a good
take
one.
Take that off the board. I like to do the show blind.
When I was a rock radio DJ on YSP, and I think it was probably 6 months into doing the job, late night, when we would air phone calls, they would always be recorded. So you'd record the phone call and you'd edit it. So once I recorded a phone call and I purposely cursed in the phone call because I said, I'm going to go back and put a bleep over that when I actually air it.
Right.
So when you're looking at a WAV file, you can see where a bleep is because a bleep looks like a square.
Okay.
Whereas the rest of the talking is like
it's up and down.
So I'm playing the phone call and I'm looking at the WAV And I know that, there is no square in there.
Oh, yeah.
So not only did I air myself cursing, I did it recorded.
Yeah.
I recorded it and played it on the air.
Well, that's like when we're playing the Wedding Singer song by, well, not we. This is, I'm not pulling a Sirianni saying the turnovers are on us.
Yeah.
When I played the Wedding Singer song, I forgot how. He was cursing in it.
Oh.
Which Wedding Singer song? The one at the end?
No, it's like...
Oh, right.
With the
right.
band.
Oh, yes,
with the band. First band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That went over the air.
Coming up next, Bill Belichick seems like he's trying to get everyone with the Giants fired. We will play that audio for you next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.